If you have daughters and they are of school age, I'm sure that you're going to relate really well to this episode where I'm going to talk about how I see my relationship with food and the direct influence that that has on my 9-year-old and my almost 11-year-old daughter. So if you have girls, this episode is for you. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with 3 kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. All right, welcome back to another episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Gets Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. That's me. Today I'm coming to you from a box in my basement. Sounds strange. It's a box I gathered for the kids as like a little playhouse back in 2020 from a local Buy Nothing group I was in. And it probably came with like products on a pallet. So it's the size of like a pallet, and then it's about 2 feet high. So I have 2 sick kids home today. We had the last couple of weeks somebody home most days. So I came down here to have some peace and quiet to record this episode. So hopefully you don't hear elephant feet running because they are above me and they have been running a bit. So that's what's going on over here. Lots of people with sore throats. It's just kind of that season, right? So in today's episode, I really wanted to talk about what I've noticed having 2 daughters, 9 and almost 11, and how their bodies are changing and how they're really getting a lot of their information from my relationship with my body and my relationship with food and how intuitive eating comes into that. So it's kind of interesting. I had a listener share a screenshot or a post from Instagram with me this week, which did show one of the symptoms of long COVID is obesity. That wasn't surprising to me, but it's great that there's research now to support that amongst about 6 other symptoms. So chest pain, fatigue, those are kind of 2 of the main ones, and obesity that I've seen in my now 9-year-old. So it's interesting. Her body has changed a lot since she's had long COVID. She got COVID in December of 2020. So we're almost 3 years out, 2.5 years out. And it's interesting because with the work I've been doing on intuitive eating, combined with my emotional eating program that I've run for years, and seeing how that translates into my children when there's more stress happening. We know there's so many things influence weight, right? Like genetics, how our gut health is has an influence. Some people are just really more efficient at hanging on to energy from the food and the nutrients that they take in. So their bodies do that for them. But we can't all put in the same food and get the same outcome with our body weight or even our energy and things, right? So it's been so interesting to see that firsthand with my 9-year-old because she's not consuming necessarily more food than her siblings, and her body weight increased and has stayed increased over the last few years. So that's that stress response happening, right? So then It's also been a great reminder for me to check my concerns about my body image, not check them, but just have awareness. So my body shape has changed since I had COVID too. But as I'm entering, perimenopausal years, my body's hanging on to more weight in the abdominal area. Previously, I didn't really have any concerns about my body. I just kind of did lots of things and ate good food. And then now I can see some days that my shape is having an effect on my body image, but I see it reflected back in my kids and how they talk about their bodies. And I've got these red marks on my legs. Mama, what are those? Well, those are stretch marks because your body's growing quickly right now. And then we can have discussions about it. So in the intuitive eating lens of looking at, all foods can fit, and they definitely do. And I've made a big effort not to restrict food, not to say that there's good and bad food because there isn't, but there's definitely foods that we know fill us up more. So my kids are really well versed on gentle nutrition throughout the pandemic, hearing me on consults with my clients, even today. They've learned lots of things just from hearing me talk about it, but it's also demonstrating to them on that regular basis. My son, bless him, he is 7 now. He likes to play with my belly if I'm reading a book to the kids, and he calls it jelly and he'll play with it. And I have to admit, it was a bit hard for a while thinking oh man, what is happening? But my body's changing as I enter this next phase, and that's normal. The changes in hormones in our body make our body shapes change. And it really is a practice to feel good in my body. I feel good when I move my body. I feel good when I nourish my body. And to relay that onto my kids that our bodies can look different and we can still feel good and move our bodies, dress in clothes that are comfortable. So that's been a bit of a lesson co-parenting with a child whose clothing needs change quickly, when their body weight shifts, with someone that doesn't like to spend money on things or money on other people's things. So I'm really good at, getting secondhand things from friends, but it's also been a conversation of, we need to support her to have clothes that are comfortable for her body, whatever size it is. Her body is not her fault. Her body is not wrong. Her body is her body, and we need to support her in feeling comfortable. And then we need to reflect that, we feel comfortable in our body. And yeah, sometimes, some days I might not feel as comfortable, but that's the magic of intuitive eating. It lets us show our kids and our daughters, especially. The research is clear. If a mother has restrictive eating or disordered eating behavior, that child is likely to develop an eating disorder, I think, by the age of 10. I'd have to go back and check my references. But that is ridiculous. And I have a 10, almost 11-year-old, and I see it. I see talks about bodies, and my children have a different body type than some of their best friends. They have my body type, like big, strong legs, right? And powerful, and we can move and we can run. And that's different than what they see with their other friends. But that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. All our bodies are good, right? So intuitive eating has been this great gift to myself in the last few years as my body weight has shifted. Some of that, maybe from change of activity, maybe from stress, maybe from lots of different things, but I'm not making it wrong, right? So sometimes I could move more than I do. Sometimes I need to rest a lot when I don't have my kids because of post-concussion and maybe long COVID, who knows? But when I need to rest, I can hear that feedback from my body. I need to rest. But then I'm so careful with how I talk to my kids about the activities that I choose to do. I still choose to go biking, and I choose to do cross-country skiing, and I choose to go for walks and move my body because that feels good. I'm not doing it to burn energy or change a shape in my body. I'm dressing in clothes that fit my body. These are all things that as mothers, we can give these gifts to our kids where we help them find clothing that's comfortable. We help them, we had to spend extra money on ski boots because the shape of her legs, her calf muscles are different and she couldn't fit into regular boots. So, she's teaching us things too. Things don't feel comfortable. She's really quick to let us know. And then we have to trust that kids know how they feel. And it's our job to support them and find them the proper sizes and the proper things that make them feel good. And that can look different for everyone, right? So if you are on this intuitive eating journey or struggling with body image, you're not alone. I'm right there with you. But I know when I dress in clothes that feel good and that fit good, then that lets my kids see me supporting myself as well. So if you have daughters and you haven't started the intuitive eating journey and you're still in a diet mentality, I would really encourage you to think about the effect that that will have on your kids. If they're always seeing you not eating things or hearing you comment about food and you really wish you could have that, but you can't. We can all eat whatever we want. It's just finding a way that it works for us. And intuitive eating really puts our trust back in ourselves. And that's why I share it as like an intuitive living journey, because I know at any point during the day, I can choose to check in and be mindful, not just about food, but about like, oh, how does my body feel? What does my body really need right now? And how can I support my body? And sometimes that is like, I need to move. I need to move some energy around. I need to dance. I need to do something to kind of lift my mood or get rid of some annoying energy that I might have latched onto early in the day. There's so many ways our body can give us feedback, and taking that into intuitive eating just lets us be a lot more present at mealtimes, lets us enjoy mealtimes with kids, but it also creates this conversation of what it means to pay attention to how our body feels and what feels good for our body or what doesn't feel good. Or what tastes good and what doesn't taste good, and let them develop their palates based on that versus based on good food, bad food. So if this resonates, I always have my joyful eating calls open. Book a call. We'll go through this and we'll chat about it. Okay, I'm back. I got interrupted by a sick kid there. Joyful eating calls, they're open all the time. I'll put the link in the show notes if you want to book a call. That's where I'm going to help you. All right, so if you want help with this, book a joyful eating call and I'll be able to help you identify the one thing to get you started on your intuitive eating journey. Or I'll put the link for my 3-part video series too. It's my most popular download right now and it gets you started on the three things to focus on to start with intuitive eating. I have to admit, when I looked, first looked at it a few years ago, Health at Every Size, Intuitive Eating, it's been around since the 90s. But, if you know something, you stay with it. And that's what I did for years. And then I always kind of felt like something wasn't clicking, like I'm supporting people with emotional eating, but I'm kind of saying like half of what I really want to say. I don't really feel like I'm giving my clients what they need. And then when I took the time to really dive into intuitive eating, I was like, whoa, this is magic. This is life and happiness and enjoyment around food. And I can combine it with that emotional eating. So that's what I've done with my expansion program. If you want more information on that, let me know. But that free part, 3-part video series is a great place to get started. And if you're a mom and you have daughters, I hope that you'll take this information, think about it, think about the ways that they see you or hear you talking about your body. And, if you don't feel good about your body, that's fine. But that's a place to start, is to start to say, like, thank you to your body. Your body supports you every day. And if you have kids, your body supported you in growing those kids. Like, it's amazing when you think about it. But our bodies are vessels, right? Our body isn't the most important thing about us, but it's done so much for us. And I'm so happy that I get to work with clients and help them support their body and love their body and get back to feeling good in their body, no matter what the shape or size. And then that trickles out into the rest of their life, right? And it's always amazing. It's what a fabulous job that I have. All right, I hope that was useful. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have a great week or weekend, whenever you're listening. Bye. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.